Well, I'm having a good day because you're with me today, and I'm having a good time. I'm not holding your hand or anything. I wouldn't even think of that. I wouldn't grab your hand. Pete Schwabe, he's host of Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear him on AM 540 WAUK every night from 7 till 9, also from 4 to 5 in the morning, which I just found out, or 4 to 6, or I think it's 3 to 5, or something like that. He's in the middle of the night. You can catch him there.
Wow.
Or on the Civic Media app. There's so many ways to hear Pete Schwabe. He has great guests, comedians, movie stars. He's got celebrities. He's Civic Media's, connection to the stars. How about that?
I like that, Don. I like that a lot. You got to come on my show again soon. We'll have to line that up. We always have fun.
All right. Hey, Pete, thank you for getting up early in the morning. You didn't yawn. I love that fact that you stayed awake and you didn't doze off on me. Thank you very much. And you're in Madison this week. You're not in Green Bay, right?
Yeah, we're doing the show from Madison tonight at Civic Media, and I'll be back up north tomorrow and Friday. But, yeah, join me from 7 to 9. We have fun talking show business and movies and all kinds of fun stuff.
And while you're in Madison, you got to find out, yesterday they were cleaning out marijuana plants in the tulip bed at the state capitol in Madison. I want to know how they got there.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I want to know how they got there.
I didn't do it, Don.
Okay. Hey, Pete, thanks a lot for joining us. I appreciate it, my friend.
Always fun, pal. Thanks so much, Don.
Bye-bye now. Hey, it's 801 at WRJN. You spoke, we listened. Local news and Tamla's hits are back right here at WRJN. News coming up now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new round of tornadoes has slammed the nation's midsection, causing multiple deaths and widespread damage. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri has our top story from Western Iowa.
Massive tornadoes barreled across Iowa, leaving Greenfield, a city of around 2,000 residents, devastated.
Before I went down the basement, I went all around my house and I prayed. I prayed for God to keep us safe.
Drone video over the city southwest of Des Moines captured what remained. Homes shredded to pieces, vehicles tossed onto lawns, mountains of debris, and trees ripped to their roots.
A major development overseas, Norway, Spain, and Ireland have announced they will recognize a Palestinian state next Tuesday. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in East Jerusalem.
Israel has reacted pretty furiously to the move by these countries and their decision to formally recognize a Palestinian state. So angry that it's ordered back its ambassadors to Norway and Ireland and has called the plan, and I'm quoting here, a distorted step.
The UN is warning a new U.S. pier off Gaza may not be of any help delivering food and supplies. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Humanitarian groups say they haven't been promised safety for their workers distributing the aid once it reaches shore. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
We're working intensely to get clear, protected corridors, clear times where there's no doubt, no ambiguity about people moving humanitarian assistance.
The U.S. effort has already been delayed by crowds looting aid trucks coming from the port.
Former President Donald Trump may be changing his mind after seeming to indicate he was open to supporting restrictions on birth control. CBS's Robert Costa.
It's not surprising to see Trump walk back those comments. When I talk to top Republican strategists, they say any kind of Republican statement on contraception is a political loser. Don't be talking about it.
His campaign says Mr. Trump will release a policy on the issue soon. NASA's put another pause on Boeing's debut crewed flight of its Starliner capsule. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
The Starliner is already running years behind schedule. And NASA's eager to get the ship certified for operational crew flights to and from the International Space Station. The helium leak is the latest in a lengthy list of problems that have caused repeated launch delays.
Investigators in L.A. are now looking into Matthew Perry's death and how the 54-year-old Friend star got a hold of ketamine, which was ruled the primary cause of death. His autopsy found the amount of the drug in his system was in the range used for surgery under general anesthesia. S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County saw thousands of power outages even before the main storms hit last night. We Energies is still working to restore service to a few hundred homes and businesses in the Burlington area. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual State of the County address last night, unveiling a new county logo. She also highlighted recent projects like the Human Services Building renovation and the mental health partnership with Lake Behavioral Hospital. The city of Racine is getting a $72,000 grant to implement clean energy projects. That includes installing an electric vehicle charging station and researching the feasibility of geothermal and solar projects at Memorial Hall and the public library. The ceremony at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery is on Sunday. The Memorial Day Parade in Racine on Monday starts at 10 a.m. Kenosha County has 10 events and observances planned for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Christian Yelich with a dramatic triple in the eighth to drive in the go-ahead runs led to a Brewers 7-5 victory last night over the Marlins. Pat Murphy says don't forget about the performance of their two rookie pitchers, Robert Gasser to start and Tobias Myers to get the W.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, he got two rookies throwing seven innings. That was big.
NFL Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay. Some injured players, tight end Tucker Kraft recovering from a pectoral injury. New running back Josh Jacobs with a hamstring. Wide receiver Christian Watson was asked how he's doing after attending sessions at UW-Madison on overcoming his chronic hamstring issues.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100%, but I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something that I'm attacking, you know, with the training staff in the weight room. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 today. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. We have more rain and thunderstorms on the way for Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Another thing, my parents, I grew up broke. We grew up broke. We weren't poor, but we were broke. We were broke. And parents always told me, well, you know, you come from adversity. That means you're going to excel and so forth and so on. And I'm watching the kids of today. Kids are different than when I was growing up. You ever see these kids go roller skating now? You ever see them go roller skating? They got on knee pads, elbow pads, a helmet, a brake on their skates. Ladies and gentlemen, when I went skating, we had steel skates with iron wheels. The skates weighed 150 pounds each. You'd have no brake. If you wanted to slow down, you skated on grass. That's how you slowed down. If you wanted to stop, you had to head towards a tree. That was your brake right there, a tree. After a night of skating, you came in the house, you had lacerations, contusions, but you had fun. That's what it's all about, having fun. And I grew up, we had six of us, three boys, three girls, you know what I'm saying? My parents, I think, bought us maybe one pair of skates. So I wanted to go skating. I had the right foot, my brother had the left foot. We had to skate and walk at the same time. It took us 8 hours to skate two blocks. That's ridiculous.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Yeah.
friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
It's 8:11 at WRJN. Oh, yeah. You spoke, we listen. Local news and timeless hits back on WRJN. Wow. Talking a lot with Pete Schwabba there. Lost my voice there for a moment. You know, everybody knows someone who stinks. I don't mean stinks personality-wise. I mean smells. There's an app now that works with a special cell phone case to detect your body odor. It analyzes your smell, compares it to a database, and will tell you how badly you stink, which I think a lot of people should have. I think that's mandatory. They should put that app automatically on the phones. So, you know, family having a picnic in Maryland, a wild black bear sat down at their table. Did you hear in Waukesha, they had a couple of bears show up in the neighborhood in Waukesha County? The bears are just walking in the neighborhood. If you don't bother them, you're probably okay with that. A woman in the passenger seat of a car in Florida hit in the head by a flying turtle. Fortunately, the woman and the turtle were both okay. A flying turtle. I thought they walked slowly on the street. And a woman in Pennsylvania arrested after she went into a neighbor's house completely naked, stole a beer, and left. You know, there were crazy people walking around out there. Just, you know, try not to get next to them or irritate them. It's 8:12, looking for a sunny day today with a high near 71, clear tonight. Lows 55, sunny with a high near 74 tomorrow. Right now, cloudy and 65 degrees here at Radio Park.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go. Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. let the spinning wheel fly.
You know, I never heard that line at the end of that song before. I never heard that. Radio stations usually pan down, you know, fade out of that. But I never heard him say that before. That doesn't sound too good. I didn't say that. The song said that, by the way. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:17 on your Wednesday morning, where it's time for Odd But True. There are 22 kids in America whose parents named them ESPN. You know, I don't know if that's child abuse or what. You know, remember Frank Zappa named his kid Moon Unit Zappa in 1969 or something around there when they landed on the moon? Now, she's a grown woman with a family of her own. She just goes by the name Moon Zappa, which doesn't sound bad. Moon Unit Zappa sounded bad. And there's only one major building in Tokyo that Godzilla, no matter which movie Godzilla made, never destroyed. Do you know what building he never destroyed in the movies? Godzilla's made 35 movies. It's hard to believe. But he never destroyed the Imperial Palace in Tokyo out of respect for the Emperor. Odd, but true.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn.
Sister Rose. Too late to turn back now. Local news, timeless hits, WRG, and I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:21 on your Wednesday afternoon. Check this out. Guy in Japan had 35 different girlfriends. It was a scam to get them to all buy him birthday presents. He got about $1,400 worth of gifts before he got busted. Now he's facing fraud charges. Just by having a girlfriend, it could be fraud? I mean, you know, the guy's no good, obviously. He's a rotten human being, but still. A woman in Seattle tweeted about how the hospital messed up her baby's birth certificate. She was trying to name her daughter Cora, K-O-R-A. The birth certificate says Korn with a K, like the rock group, Korn. Her baby's legal name is now Korn. You figure you could have fixed that.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an O&H Danish Bakery Red, White, and Blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of Door County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to bring home O&H's oven-fresh brioche buns. They're light and airy, yet rich and buttery. And there's no better destination for your hot off-the-grill burgers, brats, and hot dogs. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
It's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long.
See you in September. See you when the summer's through. Here we are.
Bye, baby.
This report is
sponsored by the Link.
Local news and timeless hits. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday morning. I was told they said afternoon before. And somewhere in the world, it is an afternoon, by the way. And I found out that currently in London, it's 2:28 in the afternoon. It's 3:28 in the afternoon in Paris. And in Beijing, it's 9:28 p.m. at night. So there you go. But here, it's 8:28 in the morning. Wednesday morning at WRJN. And just in time for Memorial Day weekend, WRJN wants to help you save big as Big Deals presents a special holiday grand reopening. Receive 30% savings at a number of restaurants, retailers, and specialty stores. But through this Friday night at midnight, you can save an additional 15% off all Big Deals gift certificates. No coupon code necessary. We're not going to make you jump through hoops on this one. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately get 30% savings plus an additional 15% off on all your Big Deal gift certificates. Now, to get there, go to WRJN.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little pull-down tab. Do that. Don't hit shows. Don't hit anybody. Hit Big Deals. You'll pull it down, and you'll see it right there, okay? Save big money, 30%, and then an additional 15%, but only through Friday at midnight.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People across Wisconsin are waking up to power outages, downed trees, and other storm damage. In the Madison area, more than 40,000 people lost power. In Green Bay, roofs were ripped off buildings. A few thousand are without power this morning in the Eau Claire area. This list just goes on and on. While there were tornado warnings throughout the evening, straight-line winds are often responsible for the majority of this kind of damage. You'll want to leave yourself extra time as you drive the kids to school or head into work. And the Poet Laureate of the United States will be here in Wisconsin Thursday. Ada Limón was given the title in 2022. This is part of a series hosted by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. She'll be speaking at the Overture Center's Playhouse at 7, and tickets are still available. If you're not near Madison, there are watch parties statewide in Ashland, Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Verona, and Viroqua. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were thousands of Racine County outages even before the main storms hit last night. We Energy still had a few hundred homes and businesses without electric this morning, with most of the problems in Burlington and western Racine County. Waukesha County was hit harder, with more than 30,000 power customers in the dark at the peak last night. A rebranding was part of the State of the County address last night in Kenosha. County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual address to the county board last night, unveiling a new county logo. The new version features images of the Southport Lighthouse and the Veterans Honor Plaza. There are ribbons symbolizing parks, lakes, and rural areas. During her address, Kirkman highlighted several recent projects, like the Human Services renovation on 52nd Street, the Kenosha Overdose Response Initiative, and a mental health partnership with Lake Behavioral Hospital in Illinois. It's getting greener in downtown Racine. The city is getting a $72,000 grant to implement a series of clean energy projects. The money will be used to install an electric vehicle charging station and to research whether geothermal and solar projects are feasible at Memorial Hall and the public library. The installation of the EV charging station will enable the city to purchase or lease 5 additional EVs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 today. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. We have more rain and thunderstorms on the way for Friday and Friday nights. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I personally take the subway in New York. I love the subway because of the male and female voices that narrate the subway, that man and that woman. The woman who does the subway announcements and her way too loud husband. You know, the woman who's like, the next stop is Christopher Street. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. Why are you shouting? What are you, in the next room? I asked asked my friend who works for the city, I said, why is it a male voice and a female voice? And he told me because it's been proven that people will take information from a female voice, but they will only take a warning from a male voice. Now, that's its own American gender nightmare that we don't have time to get into. But I have to say, I trust that woman more. I like how she says the subway stops, because she always says them like they're a little secret. She's always like, the next stop is Chambers Street. Assaulting an MTA worker. I wasn't gonna do that. They warn you about that now. There's also signs in the back of taxi cabs that say, murdering a taxi driver will get you 25 years in prison. Oh, okay. I guess I won't do it. That doesn't happen in any other industry. It's not like at restaurants, they're like, your server Michael will be right over. Oh, by the way, killing a waiter in the state of New York is a Class A felony. I'll get you some bread.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
version of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Teach your children. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Check your tattoos carefully before you get them. A woman wanted to get the coordinates for Sedona, Arizona tattooed on her shoulder, but it got messed up. Now the tattoo is actually for a random spot somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. There was also a company that asked people to get their, they would give them extra vacation time or extra pay if they got the company logo tattooed on their body. But the problem is, what if you don't work there anymore? What if you leave in anger? Now you're stuck with this tattoo on there for, like, forever. My dad, when he was in the Navy, got two women tattooed on his arm, two names, Sharon and Hazel. My mother's name was Harriet. So they had to live with that tattoo, and every night when they went to bed, she had to look at Hazel and Sharon on my father's arm.
Say
Graceland is going up for auction. I don't know if you heard that story. Graceland's going up for auction. And apparently, Lisa Marie Presley, before she died, took out a $3.5 million loan with some shyster loan company and put the Graceland up for collateral, which you would think she would never do, but she supposedly did. And her signature was notarized on this piece of paper. Now, the notary's name on there said she never notarized anything with Lisa Marie Presley. It's a fake, she claims. Now, Riley Keough, who is Lisa Marie Presley's daughter, it's her Graceland. She was left Graceland by her mother. And so she's going to try to stop this auction in court today because they're auctioning off everything. But Elvis and his parents are buried in the backyard. So I don't know what happens to Elvis if they auction this whole place off. But when you think about it, Graceland being auctioned with everything inside of it, the whole building, everything, all Elvis's stuff is going to be auctioned off. So she's going to court today to try to prevent it from happening. I can't believe, number one, that it can happen. And number two, you're telling me somebody faked this? Didn't they think this was going to get public scrutiny? I mean, they can go to jail for this and everything, but they claim it's on the level. But that notary says, I didn't sign this. I didn't witness her signature. That's not even my signature on the notary form. So more to come on this story, huh? Local news and timeless hits, WRJN's 844. Good morning on this Wednesday. I'm Don Rosen. Ah, the association, never my love.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired. Thank you.
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. We thank you for joining us here. It's 8:47. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. And where was this when I was dating? Students at Stanford are working on an AI-powered set of eyeglasses, I guess, that act like a personal teleprompter to help you chit-chat. They listen to what you say on a date and use ChatGPT to come up with things to say back. You know, witty things, good stories. It could be useful for dates or even job interviews. Or I got something better. Disc jockeys on the radio. We're always looking for things to say.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit PaysBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
This Memorial Day, pause to remember the brave souls who gave everything for our freedom. Their courage and selflessness will forever be etched in our hearts and in the fabric of our nation. Their legacy of bravery and dedication will continue to inspire us for generations to come. For those who gave their all for us, we are forever grateful. Brought to you by the Legacy Museum and the Veterans Center of Racine. For more ways to honor our fallen heroes, visit racineveterans.org.
above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Good morning together. Had a great time. Tomorrow, Shay King is going to be here from the Racine Public Library. She's got a ton of activities coming up for you that are all free because it's your public library. I'm Don Rose, and Cindy's coming up next. Don't move.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand, and don't you worry about me. I'm blue, and I'm crying too. But girl, you know I only want what's best for you. What good is all my pride?
Remember, if he ever gets you high. of someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me.